This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Ethiopian government carried out more airstrikes on the Tigray region on Wednesday, significantly escalating a campaign to weaken Tigrayan forces in an almost one-year-old war. A government spokesperson said some Wednesday strikes targeted a military training center and heavy artillery depot. That came after a morning airstrike in the regional capital of Mekele the third this week. Tigrayan television said the attack targeted the center of the city, while the Ethiopian government said it targeted buildings with Tigrayan forces. The spokesperson claims the Tigray People's Liberation Front has, quote, been adept at hiding munitions and heavy artillery in places of worship and using ordinary Tigrayans as human shield. But the TPLF accuses government forces of being desperate on the war front because they are losing on the ground, while also saying this week's bombing shows they don't care about Tigrayan civilians. President Joe Biden's nominee to be ambassador to Beijing on Wednesday said China is aggressive and untrustworthy and insisted boosting Taiwan's defenses against the threat of Chinese invasion should be a U.S. priority. Speaking at his Senate confirmation hearing, Nicholas Burns denounced recent Chinese warplane incursions into Taiwan's air defense zone, calling them, quote, especially objectionable. Burns said, quote, we certainly cannot trust the Chinese on the issue of Taiwan, adding, our responsibility is to make Taiwan a tough nut to crack. Since 1979, the United States has recognized the People's Republic of China, but the U.S. Congress simultaneously requires Washington to provide Taiwan with means of self-defense. Find more